Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this. And then...
then you provide the this.
Yeah.
And talk about it.
Yeah.
With us.
Once again, it's we've done this before where we come up with some lame technique to squeeze another free-for-all Friday out of a day. I like this one. You know why I like this one?
Because it's got a clever twist.
Yeah.
Called old-time folksy songs in the background.
Exactly. So what do you got? 539-9750 or 238-0975 for...
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this.
Hey, bro, I want to tell you guys why I don't hang out in Junction City past 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah. Last Friday was my first time ever in Junction City whenever the sun went down. And I live in Manhattan. I was at a buddy's house, went over for some beers, barbecue, you know, whatnot. And I left this place sometime around 12:30. I'm driving up Washington going south, heading towards 70. And there's a little tanning place on the right-hand side. Across the street from that's like a parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, next to that tanning place, there looks like there's like some kind of a club or something. I'm driving along, me and my wife, and all of a sudden I see some people come out, and they're kind of standing in the middle of the road, and they're filtering across the street into this parking lot. And so I stop, and I wait for them to cross, being the nice guy that I am.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I see a herd of people come out, a bottle slam against the car, and then people, it looked like a concert outside, like a rap concert mosh pit. The crap was ridiculous. Cars whipping around corners, people getting drugged and stomped. It was ridiculous. This is the reason why I don't party in Junction City past 10 o'clock at night. The city is a joke.
Jesus, man. I don't know if I'd say that. I mean, you can be anywhere. You can be outside of certain establishments in Manhattan as well and see similar... you know, events, maybe not to the extent that you experienced, but...
Yes, but I mean, I've never seen anybody just get stomped, just ghetto stomped outside of a place, and so many people just be standing there around watching it and, like, jumping up and down like it was a show.
Yeah, that happened at KU, right, with J.R. Giddens, the basketball player there.
Yeah.
They were stomping down some dude, and the dude starts doing, like, some kind of weird breakdance thing where he has a knife out and he's, like, slashing people on the ground, so... I think the problem is hanging out where people are just incredibly intoxicated, and it tends to follow some kind of sausage fest rule.
I've never seen, and I'm from California. It's pretty rough there.
Uh-huh.
And I come here, and I'm like, oh my God, this place is ridiculous.
It's not
and
that
the
bad.
People
man.
Are crazy. I party in Aggieville quite a bit, and I've never seen that in Aggieville.
Well, try to stir something up, man. Let us know how it goes.
No kidding, dude. You guys have a good morning, bro.
See ya. Thanks for calling, man.